I'm joined by Kyle Wagner. He's the Assistant Director of Health and Wellness for Live Healthy Iowa, the Iowa Sports Foundation, the group that actually is in charge of all of that. And they've got an umbrella group that's the umbrella that covers a lot of different activities. Live Healthy Iowa, though, is going on again, and it is this underway right now. It is the 10-week wellness challenge, proudly sponsored by the Iowa Food and Family Project. And again, Kyle Wagner has joined me. And Kyle, good morning to you today.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
All right. The 10-week wellness challenge. This is a very special, guess what? You've been doing this now. How long has Live Healthy Iowa been around?
So the Iowa Sports Foundation was created or established back in the late 1980s, and Live Healthy was created after that. I believe it was 1992, or it was Live Healthy America, and then Live Healthy Iowa kind of took over Live Healthy America, and we started the 10-week wellness challenge. It's our biggest challenge that we do. We do about five or six different types of challenges throughout the year, but this is the one that, you know, you turn the year to the new year and people are excited for change. They really want to change themselves, whether it's with their health and wellness or other goals. And this is that perfect opportunity to team up with someone else or others, all the way up to 10 people on your team, work together and achieve those goals to start off the new year.
The real key here is teamwork, isn't it? Teams that it encourages people to keep going, right? And having teammates. So it's $25 per participant, but again, you get a lot of stuff, including a challenge T-shirt, an online dashboard, a subscription to Fresh Pickings magazine, motivational messages, a discount on registration for the LHI 5K. What is the LHI 5K?
Yep, so the LHI 5K is a statewide event where we have 5K in different communities throughout Iowa all on one day. This year will be April 23rd. So coming up, it's right around the time where the Drake Relays will have about 13 or 14 different sites. We're still securing some. But our closest one to you guys will probably be Anamosa at the current time, looking to add some more in the Quad Cities area and the Iowa City area. But it's all on one day. We do about 13 or 14 across the state all on one day. It's awesome that, you know, we can have that many different locations for one true event.
And this is Live Healthy Iowa. This is what is tracking is a variety of things: activity minutes, weight loss. That's frankly activity minutes, and you can do whatever you need to do. But it's I'm guessing now is diet is part of this as well, Kyle?
It is in a way. I think the true biggest component of this challenge is building healthy habits. You can do certain things and stop and start and all those things. But if you can truly build healthy habits, that's the main goal, because if you're doing that, you're doing things right. If you're doing that, you're going to get those active minutes. You're going to achieve the weight loss that you want. You'll be eating healthier. So, all those things play into it. But I think building healthy habits is the biggest component.
Okay, now, again, it is the 10-week wellness challenge. By the way, this started up, I know probably even before there was a Live Healthy Iowa, there was was Governor Branstad who initiated a thing called Lighten Up Iowa, which was weight loss, because, let's put it this way, we were considered an obese state. I think we still are in many ways, are we not?
Yeah, I think most states are. I think a lot of it might be, you know, we're working different jobs than previous generations. You know, previous generations were working those laborious jobs where they're on their feet and active all day. And a lot of our desks, our jobs now are desk jobs because of technology. It allows us to do that. So we need to find, like, what we did as humans to be active in previous generations doesn't work for today. You know, maybe three meals a day isn't right for the job that you work, because we're not as active. We're not burning as many calories. We're eating different foods than previous generations. So all those things play into it.
Okay, and encouraging each other to do better and to are you competing for prizes? Are you competing for prizes, or what are you competing for? If you do really, really well, do you get points and prizes? Is that how it works?
So if you do really, really well, you're helping yourself and your team be healthier. That's the true main prize. But for us, you know, it's all self-reported. We couldn't track if someone was you know, truly cheating or anything like that. Like, we're not there with them in the room at their workouts or you know, at the dinner table, things like that. So it's all self-reported. You are eligible for prizes as long as you record at least once a week. And so it's really easy. You can record every couple of days. You can always go back and record for a previous day. So you can see what you're doing. You know, you can see where days where you slacked or where you weren't quite as good as you wanted to be. So we have some great prizes. We got Fitbits for prizes, gift cards to locations such as Shields. You name it. We got lots of great stuff for those that are in the challenge to be eligible to win.
And again, the 10-week wellness challenge. Registration is open now through the 24th of January, so you got 10 weeks. So it's underway right now, and again, it started officially on January 10th. Registration actually started back in November, but the 10-week wellness challenge, again, 24th is the final day to register and to get your 10 weeks in. Wintertime is always a tough time anyway, isn't it, Kyle?
It is. It is. You know, it's tough to get outside and do those things. So if you don't have that indoor equipment or things like that, it makes it tough. And that's the nice thing is with teammates. You can find ways to go do things together. You can maybe on your lunch break at work or on your 15-minute break, you guys can go for walks together instead of just sitting and on your phone and looking through social media apps. You know, like the team is the big component.
Now, COVID, how big of a deal has COVID made, and or has it made any deal big of a deal in with this wellness challenge?
The toughest thing for a lot of companies and people is that many are still working remotely. You know, whether that's full time or some days a week, and you're just not in the office with those teammates. So that is one tough component, but the great thing is we have tools to still be together. We have phones, we can text, we have Microsoft Teams and Zoom and all these things where we can still find ways to socialize and be together, even though we might not actually be in person together. So I'd say that's the biggest challenge, even for us with planning it, is being in the eyes of people that aren't in the office all the time, but because every office location or work location is a different in-person setup right now, and that's kind of a unique challenge.
Fantastic. The 10-week wellness challenge is underway right now. Final registration on the 24th of January. You want more information, you go to livehealthyiowa.org. You'll find everything that I'm looking at right now as I talk to Kyle. And again, hopefully a good, healthy season for you listening right now. Kyle, thank you so much for joining me.
Absolutely. This is a great build-up for the year. This is a great way to get ready for that Live Healthy Iowa 5K. And then we do have our second year of the Quad Cities Corporate Games coming up. So it's a great way to build those healthy habits for you and your company to do well in the Quad Cities Corporate Games as well.
All right. Kyle Wagner, thank you again.
Thank you.